Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Yisrael of Passaic Clifton, continuing our Insights into the Daf HaShavua series. Tonight we are going to be focusing on Maseches Chagiga Daf Tesvav. Shir is going to be learned B'zchus Refuah Shleimah for Refuah Tzvi Lipa Ben Esther Rachel. And the topic of the Shir is going to be the enigma of Acher, trying to make sense of this terrible tragedy. Our Gemara begins on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis with a rather frightening introduction, probably one of the most frightening stories that I've come across in Gemara in a long time. It's frightening in the sense because we're dealing with some tremendous, tremendous people and the tragic outcome of what took place with three out of these four extraordinary Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara quotes a brisa which says, Arba nichnasu bepardes, there are four people who entered the pardes. Pardes we always translate as an orchard. Over here, there's a little bit of discussion as to what exactly this pardes was coming. And no, they weren't entering an apple orchard or looking for oranges or something like that. They were definitely looking for some real serious esoteric wisdom. Rashi goes to the point where they said they even went all the way up to the Rakia to see what's going on upstairs in Shemayim. There are others like the Rambam that says they were dealing with the Ma'aseh Merkava and the Ma'aseh Bereishis, real esoteric depths of Kabbalah. Ben Yoyada goes on to say that they were looking to try to be Mesakin, the Chayt of Adam HaRishon. Whatever that means, again, tremendous amounts of Kabbalah and esoteric things. But four Chachamim entered. And the Gemara says, Ve'eluhein, Benazeh Ben Zoma Acher, who we know as Elisha Ben Avuya, and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva issued them a warning, and the Gemara explains that, unfortunately, they didn't all heed the warning. And the Gemara gives the following conclusion of the horrible conclusion of the story. The Gemara says, Ben-Azai hatzitz v'meis, Ben-Azai stared and he died, Ben-Zoma hatzitz v'nifka alav, v'nifka, Ben-Zoma stared and he became deranged, he became crazy, Acher kitzitz b'netios, Acher literally cut down the trees, which we learn out means he went off the derech. Rabbi Akiva yatsa b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva was the only one to emerge unscathed. And what we wanted to talk about tonight was the enigma of Acher. Acher was an extraordinary Talmud Chacham. He was one of this group who was able to not only reach the level to be worthy of such study, but he was able to understand such study. And yet, we see that when he was there and he was involved in such activity, such a tragedy took place where he literally threw away his entire Yiddishkeit and he became a kofer. And what does the Gemara do? The Gemara tells us exactly how it happened. And we turn to Tesvav and Aleph. We see exactly what Acher did and what exactly set Acher off. And the Gemara, excuse me, towards the upper third of the page, explains that the following story happened like this. It's five lines from the down from when the lines get wide on Daf Tesvav and Aleph. The Gemara says, Acher kitzitz b'netios. Acher went off the derech. We'll just use the modern terminology. And I love HaKosav Omer in describing him. The pasuk says, Al yitein al titein espicha, don't allow your mouth lachatias becharecha to cause your body to sin. In other words, it was his words that kind of set everything off. His big avera was caused by his words. So what exactly happened? So the Gemara says, Maichai, what's it called? Maichi, what happened? So Chaza Mitatron, he saw the Malach Mitatron when he was up in the paradise. Tisyavli the Rishusa, the Mesav, he was given permission to sit, the Michtav Zechusa the Yisrael, to write good things about Klal Yisrael. Irony. He doesn't even see anything bad happening. He sees the Malach sitting to write down good things about the Jewish people. And what happened? This got Acher all worked up. And what happened with Acher? He said the following. Amar, Gemira, he said, we have a tradition. To Lamala that up in Shemayim, lo havi, lo yeshiva, velo tachrus, there's no sitting, there's no competition, velo oref, and there's no neck, velo ifui, and getting tired, no getting tired. So how is it that this Acher is sitting down? I'm sorry, Acher. How is that this Matatron, this Malach, is sitting down and doing all this? Acher comes to the following conclusion. And what is the horrific conclusion he comes to? Shema, perhaps. Chas v'shalom. And look at that. He uses the word Chas v'shalom. Beis Rishu Yasein. There are two deities or two gods. In other words, what we have on the earth below is one thing, and over here, there's another set of rules up in Shemayim, that there's not just one God, there are two, and of course, this is tremendous kfira. So immediately, the Gemara Agav says, Afku, Mitatron, Machu, Shisin, Polsi, the Nur, they first of all punished, and they gave a Mitatron, these Makos a little bit, for give him a patch, a giant patch of 50 fireballs, because he allowed Acher to draw this incorrect conclusion. And they said, Vamrali, my time, Ki Chazise, lo kam to mikame. He said, you should have stood up before him. Well, meanwhile, once this happens, is Yavli Rishusala Mimchak Zachusa de Acher. Mitatron was given permission to take away all the mitzvos and all the things that he did because of his behavior up there in Shemayim. What he's saying, Chas v'shalom, yesh shnei rishuyos. Yotza baskol v'amr, shuvu banim shovavim. Return sinners, chutz mi acher. And once Acher heard this, that he has no possibility to do teshuva, Amar, and he said, hu v'itred ahu gavra mi'ahu alma. Since I'm already going to lose olam haba, leifak le'idlisting b'hai alma, let me go ahead and I'll enjoy this world. If I'm not going to olam haba, I might as well enjoy olam hazeh. So nafik acher l'tarbus ra'a. And what did he do? Ishkach, he went out in Matzazona, Tava'a. So Armalev, a lot of Lisha Benavuya? Wait a second. I understand the Zona says, you know, people come to me all the time. They might not be a tzaddik, but you're one of the biggest Rabbanim in the world. So to show this Zona that Elisha Benavuya, that Acher wasn't such a chash of a person anymore, Acher pulga mi mishra, he plucked a radish on Shabbos, and he gave her the radish. Which again, definitely has a little bit of a deeper meaning, because I'm not sure about you, but if you went ahead and asked anybody, Chas v'shalom, what would be the first Avera that you're going to be doing? The person says you get a chance to do one Avera and that's it, or you're going to be doing one Avera. Which one are you going to pick? So chances are plucking a radish out of the ground on Shabbos is not going to make the top 10 list out of anybody. It's the top thing that you want to do, and you feel restrained by the Torah. But the Farshim do say that this is a symbolism of Katzitz Benetios. I'm sure we can delve into the symbolism of a radish also. But Al Koponim, what happened? She saw this Amra Acherhu. You are definitely Acher. You are different. You are definitely not Elisha ben Avuya anymore. You're almost like another person. Either another person, meaning you're not the same Chacham, or you're just like Mr. Persona non grata. Either way, that's what happened with Acher. And we're left with a big fundamental question, and that's, of course, Acher had a kasha. Okay, he had a kasha. We have kashas also. And just because he has a kasha, this all goes all the way through to the point where his mitzvahs are taken away and he loses his chance to do teshuva because he had a kasha. Well, we're going to put this on the burner for a little bit and we're going to ask a couple of more kashas. You see, this isn't the only Gemara in Shas which speaks about Acher and the enigma of Acher. And again, Chazal are like mystified. How could somebody who's such a chash of a Talmud Chacham go so far off the derech? And in fact, the Gemara in Kedushin quotes two other episodes which they say caused Acher to go off the derech. What are the two episodes over there? So one episode is a story where Acher happened to see something which horrified him. It's a tragic case. You have a boy who was sitting around, and his father goes to the boy and says, do me a favor, go up to the tree, and you see the nest over there? Send the mother away, take the birds, and bring it back, take the babies, and give him back the babies. So what happens? The boy listens to his father, climbs up the tree, sends it away, and proceeds to fall off the tree, break his neck, and die. So aside from the tragedy of losing a child and a young person dying, there is something majorly perplexing going on with the story. What are the two mitzvos that this boy is performing? He is performing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, where his father said, go do this for me, which he did. And he's also doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Now, what's ironic about this is that by both mitzvos, The Torah has an expression of either the man tarichun yamecha or the harachta yomim. You're going to live a long life. And what happens? Here you have a person who you think he's got, this is the skula of the skulas to go the long life. He's doing shiluach hakein in the context of kibud avaim. So you got both mitzvos where you are going, doing things that give you arichas yomim. And yet this boy died. Acher looked at it and says, I can't keep this. This is crazy. Makes no sense. There's something wrong here. There's another pshat in the Gemara over there as to what happened to Acher. Well, he was traveling around after the Churban, way after the Churban, around the times of the Asar Ruge Malchus, which we know were attributed to the time period of Hadrian Yemach Shemo. And what happened? He saw something on the floor which revolted him, and it should revolt him. It was the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpah HaMeturgeman. Rabbi Chutzpah HaMeturgeman was a well-known Tana who had a loud and eloquent voice. And what his job was to go and explain the shir that was given in the yeshiva. What happened is, the Nasi at the time would say the shir, would say a couple of things, give a couple of points, whisper to the Meturgeman, and in a loud, clear voice, the Meturgeman would say it to everybody to a point where everybody would hear what was going on. Unfortunately, after he was killed, his tongue was cut off, and Acher saw his tongue being carried away by a pig. The Gemara doesn't even want to use that expression, and the Gemara doesn't even use the word chazer. Acher again says, I don't understand. A person who devotes his life to Torah and teaching Torah, this is what happens? It left Acher with a big kasha. So it's true. You have kashas. But is Acher the first person to have this kasha of Tzadik Verolo? Does Acher the first person to ask a kasha where a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah and somebody gets killed? Somebody gets injured, mortally injured? We've had this on our own lifetimes, unfortunately. We've seen things like this. People in Harnof are davening in shul, and they got murdered. We ask ourselves why that happened. We ask ourselves how could this happen. And we're not taken to the task like Acher was. So that's the second thing. The Gemara, the Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi, that brings down two other issues about Acher. One was that when he was having his bris, way early on in his life, what happened was his father saw, because they were waiting for the Suda to start or the bris to start, his father saw Talmid Chachamim talking, and he was overwhelmed by the kavod that they had. He was overwhelmed by the honor and the glory that they had. That they sat down, and the Yerushalmi says that amazingly, Yarda Ishman Hashemayim V'Yikifa Osa, that the Chacham at the Bris, the fire came down when they were learning. And Elisha ben Avuya's father, Avuya, saw this and said, wow, this is what happens to Talmid Chachamim. I want my son to learn this way. And he decided he's going to devote his son's life to Torah and teach his son that way so that he can reach that level. So there, the Yerushalmi says, because he wasn't learning for pure motives, he went off the derech. We can ask Akasha over there. I don't understand. The Gemara also tells us, Mitok Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. You think he's the only one, so that means no anybody who learns for non-pure motives, anybody who learns for a contest, anybody who learns for even a little kavod, yes, let's say it, a person's going ahead and learning for a little bit of kavod, excuse me, or forgive me for saying it, but yeah. So that Torah is not going to be good, and that person should become an apikoros? Yerushalmi gives another thing and says that when his mother was pregnant with him, she passed by a store that was selling besamim for avodah zarah, and what happened? She smelled it and she was overcome with it, and that somehow it made a little imprint on the soul of Acher. So again, I'll ask you a question. Do you think she was the only one who walked past? I'm sure there were other pregnant women who walked past there. We don't know that their children became apikorosim. The Gemara at the end of the Daf Tezvav Amabez and Chagiga also tells us two other things that happened with Acher. It says that, trying to explain what happened to him, the Gemara says that it gives two examples also. It says that either he was known to sing Zemer Yevanis, he was known to sing Greek songs, or they say that when he used to get up after learning, Sifrei Minos used to fall out of his lap. Meaning, he always read books which kind of like challenged Torah also. And again, ask the question. He's the only person. And singing such a thing, this is going to cause him to go off the derech. He's not the only person to do it. So, taking all these questions, I think we can put this all together with a very, very short comment by the Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden. And it's really three words. But I think these three words ties everything together. And that is, ha v'ha talia. You tie everything together. And if by tying everything together, each one led to another, and that's what kind of caused an acher. Now let's explain. Let's start out from the beginning. His mother's exposed to impurity. Listening to we're getting it overcome by someone for Avodah Zarah. That isolated, okay, that's one thing. That's an isolated thing. But you take that, and then you take that with the tendency to sing Zemer Yavanis. Zemer Yavanis, which the Marsha says had some messages of Kfira. Okay. So you take that into the idea of, you know, reading Sifrei Minos also while you're learning. So you are learning Torah. And your Torah is dominating what you're doing, but you do have it in your lap. It is in your back pocket. It is there. And then you take these theological questions of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, why good things could happen to bad people, and why bad things could happen to good people, people doing mitzvos, getting terrible ends. You see that, yeah, that also comes in there. And you do see that, and that those are questions. But when those questions are there balanced against with on a backdrop where there is a little bit of kfira around in there, and there is a little bit of like questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in a questioning way, but in a little bit more of a heretical way. And then you take the idea that your Torah was learned Shelo Lishma. When your Torah is only learned Lo Lishma like that, it might not have the potency or might not have the effectiveness to go and counteract what was going on. And that's in fact what the Gemara tells us also in the bottom of Tezvav, Amudeis, that's the idea with the Zemer Yavonis and the Sifrei Minos that fell out of his lap, shows that his Torah didn't have the complete potency that was there. So you look at all those things together, and then Acher goes up into Shemayim and he sees something and he doesn't like it and he asks. Here is where the kfira comes in. You see, it's okay to have the questions. It's okay to do this. But if you're given a clear answer and you still have questions and you're still going to question like Acher did, that's already the problem. That's already where the issue sets in. It's not the fact that Acher had the questions in Meseches Kedushin with the people dying. It's not the fact that Acher's Torah was Lo Lishma. When you put this all together and you're given a clear picture and you still have conscience, so that's where the problem lies with Acher. It's not that he's okay having a kasha and he's up in Shemayim and he has a kasha and that's where he has a problem. And we're punishing him because he has a kasha. He was punished and he was taken away because he was given the answer. And he took the answer and threw it back in the face. That's where the difference is. But you can't. That's one lesson over there. But again, that's not going to relate to us because we know some of these questions are things that we're never going to get an answer to. Not in this world. So the Pasuk tells us, "Ufanai lo yiro." You're not going to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face. Kilo yirani ufanai v'chai. Kilo yadam v'chai. Person's not going to see Hashem and live. But what else do we have to take away? What's a takeaway that we can have from this Gemara? And I think a takeaway from this Gemara is Ha b'ha talya, that Yaakov Emden explains, is that things don't happen in a vacuum. There are so many influences. There are so many factors. Things are complex. And that a person can't just simply take a story like Acher, look at it at face value and say, ah, this is why. Let me pinpoint one reason. Because the truth is, there isn't one reason. But rather, there are so many reasons, so many factors. And the way that we explained it, using this Rav Yaakov Emden, that all these things were kashas that led up and gave Acher certain doubts. And it's okay to have the doubts. But when you take the doubts and then you're given a clear answer and you instead in using the doubts that you have and the doubting and the sifrei minus and the influences cause you to formulate something which goes against what you see, that's where you have the problem. So the takeaway from here, you know, obviously it's a frightening story where you have people who have achieved so much in Torah and Yirat Shamayim and Avodas Hashem, and they fell so far. But important from our end is that to realize that if you do see things happen, Chas V'Shalom, to people, always important to realize that people are complicated, situations are complicated, and that you shouldn't judge quickly, but rather you have to look at a big, big picture. And you look at a big, big picture, then maybe you can just begin to understand and not judge a person on the spot. And perhaps this is why the Gemara gives so many different reasons for Acher going off the derech at the end. Because each one did play a factor. And it's important for us to understand that when we do see it, be sympathetic. And most of all, don't be judgmental. Have a wonderful day.